We have Randy Mooney. Again, Randy is a dairy farmer of Missouri. He's the chairman of National Milk Producers Federation. He's really just going to provide some further context and set up the reason for this news conference, as well as discuss some recent actions and opportunities for more dialogue and engagement between farmers and ranchers and these food companies.
Well, thank you very much. I would like to say, as a dairy farmer and chairman of National Milk Producers Federation, I got to tell you that dairy farmers all across the country are concerned and very frustrated by Dannon's pledge. As we wrote in our letter to Dannon's U.S. CEO last week, this move away from biotechnology is the exact opposite from the sustainability they claim to be seeking. Plain and simple, biotechnology is an advancement in farming technology that has dramatically improved the sustainability of American agriculture for over the last 20 plus years. Even in their response last week, Dannon acknowledges both the safety and the sustainability of GMOs. So why then do they continue to imply with their pledge that biotechnology is somehow unsafe, unsustainable, or otherwise undesirable? So we are frustrated that Dannon is trying to take away a choice that has enabled us to grow more and better crops using less energy with fewer and safer pesticides, needing less water and improving soil conservation. That's how crop biotechnology has helped us. Turning the clock back 20 years on improvements in farm productivity makes no more sense than if Dannon returned to the computer technology it utilized in the mid-1990s. If Dannon wants to give consumers what they describe as a more natural and sustainable eating option, then they should be cheering agricultural biotechnology, not demonizing it. Dannon should be standing on the side of science and communicating honestly with consumers about modern food production. And most importantly, Dannon should be helping consumers and telling the truth about agriculture and sustainability, not trying to make up for lost sales with a marketing campaign that capitalizes on consumer fear and misinformation.